Postmortem, When AI Meets Resilience, AWS Resilience Hub and Shell's Resilience Hub gained generative AI capabilities for failure mode analysis and runbook generation, a change that looks incremental but redefines how SRE teams operate in production. In this retrospective, I analyze what this evolution means in practice, where it fails, and how to integrate these tools into financial grade systems without creating new fragile dependencies. In financial systems, resilience is not a feature. It is the contract with the customer. When AWS Resilience Hub announced generative AI integration for failure mode analysis and runbook generation, my first reaction was not enthusiasm, it was structured skepticism. I have seen too many operations automation tools that work perfectly in demos and create new blind spots in production. This retrospective is an honest analysis of what this evolution delivers, where it introduces new risk, and how I would, or would not, integrate it into a payments platform with a 99.99% SLO. What actually changed in Resilience Hub? The original AWS Resilience Hub was essentially an audit tool. You mapped your application, defined a target RTO repo, and the service compared your architecture against predefined resilience policies, generating a score and a list of recommendations. Useful but passive. The new generation adds three capabilities that change the nature of the product. First, AI-assisted failure mode analysis. Instead of just checking whether you have multi-AZ enabled on RDS, the system can now reason about failure chains, for example, identifying that a Lambda function with reserved concurrency of one chain can become a bottleneck when upstream and MSK consumer group suffer a rebalance and triggers a processing spike. This is causal analysis, not just configuration compliance. Second, contextual runbook generation. Resilience Hub can now generate incident response runbooks based on the actual topology of your application, not generic templates. A runbook generated for an EKS cluster with Carpenter is different from one for ECS Fargate, and that difference matters at 2 a.m. during an incident. Third, integration with AWS Systems Manager and FIS Vault Injection Simulator. The cycle now closes, you analyze inject failure, observe, and the model updates its risk assessment. This transforms Resilience Hub from a point-in-time audit tool into a continuous learning loop. The question is that loop reliable enough for critical systems? Timeline. From static audit to AI-driven resilience loop. T0, static baseline, original resilience hub, point-in-time audit tool, application mapping via CloudFormation Terraform. Evaluation against RTO repo policies, resilience score, and gap list. No integration with real-time observability or causal analysis, TIPA 1, FIS integration, guided chaos engineering. Resilience Hub starts suggesting fault injection experiments based on identified gaps. A no multi-AZ on Elastic Cache gap becomes an FIS node failover experiment. The feedback cycle begins, but it's still manual and disconnected from observability. TIS2, generative AI failure mode analysis. The language model, via Amazon Bedrock, receives the application dependency graph and CloudWatch alarm history. It reasons about non-obvious failure chains, blast radius of an AZ failure, impact of DynamoDB throttling on a step functions chain, etc. This is where hallucination risk in critical context begins. TIPAS 3, contextual runbook generation. Based on the actual topology and identified failure modes, the system generates structured runbooks for Systems Manager. Each runbook includes diagnostic steps, remediation commands, and escalation criteria. Quality varies significantly with the richness of the application metadata provided. TIPLIS 4, continuous loop observability closes the cycle. CloudWatch alarms, X-ray traces, and custom metrics feed the model continuously. After a real incident or phase experiment, Resilience Hub reassesses the score and updates recommendations. The loop is continuous, but the reliability of the loop depends on instrumentation quality. Garbage in, garbage out. Root cause of risk, implicit trust in AI-generated analysis. The biggest risk of this evolution is not technical, it is organizational. Teams under pressure tend to accept AI-generated runbooks without critical review, especially when the system presents an apparently sophisticated failure mode analysis. In financial systems, an incorrect runbook executed during an incident can turn a partial degradation into a total outage. Generative AI has no business context, does not know your maintenance windows, does not know that your settlement partner has an undocumented dependency at 11 p.m. That context must be explicitly injected and validated by humans before any automation. Anatomy of an incident. Where the AI loop would have helped and where it would have failed. Let me be concrete with a scenario I saw in production on a payments platform. A Kafka MSK, consumer group processing card transactions, started accumulating lag at 2:32 p.m. on a Friday. The cause was not obvious. A deploy of an upstream Lambda function had increased the average message size from 2 kb to 18 kb without changing throughput in messages per second. The result was that the MSK broker started experiencing memory pressure, which caused frequent consumer group rebalances, which in turn increased lag, which triggered a processing latency SLO alarm. An AI-powered failure mode analysis system would potentially have identified the correlation between the Lambda deploy and the message size increases if the system had access to deploy metadata and MSK message size metrics, Kafka, consumer.fetch size AVVIG. That is the critical conditional. The value of AI analysis is directly proportional to the richness of available telemetry. The generated runbook would likely have suggested increasing consumer concurrency or scaling brokers. Both reasonable actions, but ones that would not resolve the root cause. The correct remediation was to roll back the Lambda deploy and add message size validation on the producer. This requires business context and knowledge of the deploy chain that Resilience Hub by itself does not have access to. The lesson is not that the tool is useless. It is that it is a first triage layer, not a substitute for resilience engineering. The real value is in reducing diagnosis time from 40 minutes to 8 minutes, not in eliminating the engineer from the loop. Architectural remediation. How to integrate this in financial systems? Integrating Resilience Hub with generative AI into a financial system requires a layered approach, not wholesale adoption. Here is how I would structure it. Loach 1. Context enrichment. The value of AI analysis is a direct function of application metadata quality. This means instrumenting every service with business tags, cost center, criticality, settlement window. Propagating trace IDs is across all service boundaries, including MSK messages via Kafka headers, and publishing custom business metrics to CloudWatch, not just infrastructure metrics. A model that does not know your settlement window is 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. will suggest remediations that violate operational contracts, lay dues, human review gateway, SLA. Every AI-generated runbook must go through a review process with a defined SLA. For P1 incidents, the review SLA is 5 minutes, which means the runbook needs to be readable, specific, and actionable in 5 minutes. Generic or ambiguous runbooks should be automatically rejected by a quality validation process before reaching the engineer. Layer 3's execution with controlled blast radius. Approved automations must be executed with IAM conditions that limit blast radius. For example, a Lambda rollback automation should have permission only for functions tagged auto-remediation. Enabled and only within a specific account, never with cross-account permissions without additional approval. Use OBLESS resource tag conditions in IAM and SSM. Automation assume role with minimum scope roles, LO4, feedback loop with audit trail. Every automation executions must be recorded in CloudTrail with business context, and the result must be fed back to Resilience Hub for a score update. This creates an auditable history that is essential for compliance in regulated financial systems. The hallucination problem in incident context. There is a problem that most analyses of AI-powered Resilience Hub ignore: hallucination in high-pressure incident context. Large language models have a document tendency to generate plausible but incorrect outputs when context is ambiguous or incomplete. In a development environment, this is an inconvenience. In a P1 incident at 3ZM with a payments SLO at risk, this can be catastrophic. The specific risk mechanism is as follows. The model receives a partially stale dependency graph because the last Resilience Hub scan was 6 hours ago and there have been 3 deploys since then. CloudWatch metrics showing degradation but without causal context, and a history of previous incidents that may or may not be relevant. With this input, the model generates a failure mode analysis that appears authoritative, but is based on an outdated view of reality. The mitigation is not to disable AI, it is to implement freshness gates. The system should refuse to generate analysis if the last topology scan is older than N minutes. I would use 30 minutes for critical systems. If there are unreconciled deploys since the last scan, or if telemetry coverage is below a defined threshold, for example, less than 80% of critical services with active traces in X-ray. Furthermore, the generated runbook must explicitly include the assumptions under which it was generated, service versions, topology state at the time of analysis, metrics considered. This allows the on-call engineer to quickly assess whether the assumptions are still valid before executing any step. This reasoning transparency is what separates a usable AI system from a dangerous AI system in production. Anti-patterns. What not to do with Resilience Hub plus AI? Asterisks. Executing AI-generated runbooks directly in production without human review. Especially in financial systems where incorrect remediation can cause data inconsistencies or compliance violations. Using the Resilience Hub score as a substitute for real SLOs, the score measures configuration compliance and test coverage, not actual user experience. A score of 85% does not mean 99. 85% availability, asterisk feeding the model with unsanitized application metadata, resource tags with sensitive information, customer names, contract identifiers, can leak into bedrock analysis logs. Implement a sanitization layer before any data reaches the model. Asterisk, ignoring topology staleness, Resilience Hub scans topology on demand or by schedule in environments with fast CI/CD, multiple deploys per hour, the topology can be stale within minutes. Integrate the Resilience scan into the deploy pipeline as a mandatory step. Granting broad permissions to the SSM automation execution role. The principle of least privilege is especially critical here. Excessive permissions in remediation automations are a privilege escalation vector if the runbook is compromised or incorrect. My perspective, what I would actually do in financial systems, I would adopt Resilience Hub with generative AI exclusively as a ASAS Risk Diagnostic Acceleration and Hypothesis Generation tool, never as an autonomous executor. The first thing I would do is instrument a freshness gate in the CI/CD pipeline. No deploy goes to production without triggering a Resilience Hub scan, and any analysis with topology older than 30 minutes is marked as untrusted. The second is to treat AI-generated runbooks as drafts that must go through a review process with explicit quality criteria, command specificity, absence of ambiguity, documented blast radius. The hardest lesson I have learned in 16 years is that automation tools fail silently and plausibly. They do not generate obvious errors. They execute the wrong thing with confidence. Generative AI amplifies that risk by a factor of death. Verdict: adopt with governance, not enthusiasm. AWS Resilience Hub with generative AI is a genuine evolution, not hype. The ability to reason about failure chains, generate contextual runbooks, and close the loop with FIS represents a qualitative leap over static auditing. But the tool is only as good as the telemetry feeding it and only as safe as the governance surrounding it. For financial systems, my recommendation is adoption in three phases. First, complete telemetry, instrumentation, and deploy pipeline integration, 3 to 4 weeks. Second, use of Resilience Hub as an assisted diagnostic tool with mandatory human review, 2 to 3 months of calibration. Third, selective automation of low-risk remediations with documented blast radius and explicit approval. After 6 months of validated history, never skip the calibration phase. Trust in an AI system in production must be earned empirically, not assumed based on demos. The cost of an incorrect runbook in a payment system is orders of magnitude greater than the cost of a 5-minute human review.